Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, for every marketing campaign that falls flat, there were some stories that made that approach feel like a no-brainer. Here are two very common narratives we tell ourselves that can set up this slow-moving train wreck. First up, let's talk about timing. Many of us set up false constructs in our minds that makes getting out there an urgent priority, which then makes us rush and miss some very important foundational work. This usually happens in response to seeing other folks promote similar perspectives. We see that new book come out and we think, oh no, they're getting all the attention and I'm going to look like a copycat. From an emotional perspective, well, it's a shock. But from a marketing perspective, we still have plenty of time to get ready. The marketplace can withstand a few people talking about similar subjects. We have time to make sure our business model will work in the market segments we want to dominate. The second story we tell ourselves is about patience and perseverance. Now, this usually happens when the first results aren't horrible, but they're not great either. When we get a little bit of attention but few sales, it's easy to tell ourselves stuff like, well, okay, that didn't work as well, but I must be on the right track or I wouldn't have gotten any response. Or how about this? We fell short, but we're not quitters, so let's keep going. Again, this assessment isn't bad unless we use these stories as a reason to not step back and reassess. Instead of plowing ahead, we need to think, okay, this didn't work as well. Why not? What did I assume here that's not correct? Our response to lackluster results sets us up for what happens next. Now, what these stories have in common? Comparisons that have no basis in reality. We focus on how we feel, and that blinds us to what's really going on in the market and what we need to do about it. When we change our stories to match our reality, our perception gets a lot sharper. We know what to do next. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.